Now, more Paul Miller on Information 1380 WPHN.
All right, it is 8:41. A little cooler out there today than it was yesterday. A nice mild, almost spring-like day. We're back in the 40s for the rest of this week. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. Cooler weather, and, you know, if we could just get... I hate to say if we could get a little snow, because nobody ever really likes to get it, but it would put us a little more in the holiday spirit, I think, if we had just a little bit of snow out there. But we'll do without for now. St. Clair County Sheriff Tim Donnellan joins us right now. Sheriff, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul.
How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was nice. You know, I had a couple kids in from out of state, so it was... It was very nice.
Now, here we are in the holiday season. It hardly seems possible, but we're going to flip the calendar over on Friday. It's going to be December already.
I know. It actually feels pretty nice this morning. I didn't
Not
have to
bad out
didn't
there.
Have to scrape my windows in my car, so that's my barometer.
Always a good thing. This is a busy time of year for all of us for a lot of different reasons. It's a busy time of year for law enforcement because, well, just the increase of activity. There's more parties, more shopping, more to do, and more for you guys to watch out for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's never a slow time of year for public safety, ever. I mean, summers are a different type of busy because you have all of those events on the water and throughout the county, whether it's, you know, Burrville or the Bologna Festival or powerboat races or boat week. But holidays have the same type of thing. You know, you have all of the holiday parties, all of the drinking, all of the shopping, all of the shoplifters, all of the car accidents. Think about 24th Avenue on a Sunday afternoon about a week before Christmas. And
I don't want to.
Yeah, for those that have to maneuver through there to get home, you know what I'm talking about. Well, with that traffic comes a lot of people and a lot of issues.
A lot of issues. There was an issue just the other day at one of the stores on 24th Avenue where somebody had taken somebody else's parking spot, apparently. The argument escalated and overflowed into the store, screaming, punching, shouting. I mean, come on, folks.
Well, yeah, that goes on. And I just read about one that ended up in a gunfight. I was listening on the radio. It wasn't in Michigan, thank goodness. But you know, patience, you know, the golden rule, it's holiday season. You know, it's kind of like sending hot emails, you know, patience and stop and wait and think about it and try to do the same thing for parking spots, you know. But we, you know, many of those stores bring in public safety for security.
Yeah.
You know, we do Black Friday where we have a number of stores that hires a sheriff's office and we have uniformed deputies that are in there working. I know City Port Yarn, I see they just had one of their churches bringing in a uniform officer. And it's a different times we're living in, but it is also, there's no excuse for poor behavior.
Yeah, you just got to be aware of what's going on around you. And like you said, patience is going to carry you a long way.
Patience and courtesy take the high road.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty of parking spots.
Yeah.
And you know, what do they say? You're supposed to get 10,000 steps in a day.
There you go.
So
right,
you know, I try. So yeah. Park a little farther out. Nobody's going to ding your car then. And you'll get your extra steps. So you're actually doing yourself a favor.
We talked earlier this hour, as you heard, Doug Decker was in here from the Port Huron Police Department. You can certainly reinforce this. You've got to be careful this time of year when you're out shopping. You can't trust all the people around you to be as good as you are.
No, you really can't. You have to be careful. You know, when you bring out big crowds and big sales, there's an element of criminal activity that's going to follow that because they're looking for, you know, the vulnerable people. They're maybe a little less careless. You know, it's kind of the theme of, you know, locks keep the honest people away, you know, and it's the same thing. You know, I kind of like some of the stuff, you know, with these new bankings, with these apps on your phones. You can keep track of your accounts. You can check your credit card, your debit card, whatever you're using, continually while you're shopping.
Yeah.
You know, to know if something got compromised. I mean, you know, nobody looks at statements in the mail. They look at them on their phone now. Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. But obviously, take as little cash as possible. Use your debit card. Keep track of that. Keep that app on your phone. Keep your purse with you at all time. Make one trip to your vehicle, not multiple ones. So a lot of the common sense stuff that, you know, Doug talked on earlier this morning.
Also, this is a time of year that law enforcement, I know, does a lot of stuff behind the scenes that we never hear about. One of the cool things that I know you've been involved with in the past, the prosecutor's office, I think, kind of coordinates this. It's the Shop with a Cop night. I know that's coming up in the next few weeks here where kids will actually get to go out and shop for themselves and more than likely for their families.
You know, it's a great program and it's been going on for a number of years, and hats off to Mike Winling's office. The FOP hall is involved and all of the local, state, federal, county, city, township officers. There's quite a crew when you think of all the different uniforms you see up there. And I've participated a number of years, and it's a great opportunity. And I will tell you, 99% of the gifts these kids are buying are for their siblings or their parents, you know, and you almost want to say, hey, slow down, you know, mm-hmm. What do you want to see under the tree here also? And it's a great time. And there's a lot of those, you know. I'll give you a couple examples. I know most of the local law enforcement agencies, they come across a lot of seized bicycles. You know, they're abandoned, they're lost, they're stolen. You can't recover who owned them. They may not have been, you know, stickered with a license. You just don't know. And some go to auction, obviously, because we have to get rid of property like that. But a good many of them are donated out to families. You know, our school resource officers, they know who's at risk. The schools do. We can reach out to them, and we donate back a lot of bicycles. As well as right now we're doing adopt a soldier, a military personnel, with a stockings we have in our hallway. So you take the stocking, and then you fill it full of goods, and then we send them overseas. And that's a that's a great program too. And my secretary Andrea started that, and we're very, you know, pro-military at the sheriff's office. It's a quasi-military operation, as in all public safety. So we're happy to help out on that in the holidays. And you know, there's a lot of people making very little money overseas in two different theaters of conflict here, and they're looking for those packages from home. So it's nice to help out.
That's a pretty cool thing. That's great. Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate that you're going to have the dive team out at the polar bear plunge on Saturday. I'm going to try and high-five one of them if I can get out that far.
Well, I'll be thinking about you. You know, it's actually my twins' confirmation, so okay. I will be busy. Fair but enough. I have participated. I ran out there once or twice, and I could do without going into cardiac arrest here immediately.
There's a reason you have to sign a waiver.
There is a reason, but you're gonna partake. Huh?
Yeah, I'll do it again this year.
What a great cause! What a great cause! And our dive team, you know, they are they're volunteers. They're out there just giving back to the community. They do an incredible job every year, and you know, that is a very complicated, demanding job they undertake. You know, when you talk about tying a rope around your waist and carving a hole in the ice and jumping underneath for just training. That's not amateur day.
That's for sure.
All of the different standards that go into our dive team are incredible. I'm in awe of them every time I watch them. And they have such a thankless job. You know, a lot of what they do is recovery. And it's difficult, stressful, rather depressing work. And they're so graceful because, you know, that somebody's loved one, and more often than not, there's somebody on the shore from the family watching every single move, so they do it well. Yeah. And it's nice to see them out on the polar bear plunge where it's an enjoyable afternoon. I'm assuming they're kind of laughing at all you guys because they're wearing their dive clothes. They're warm.
They look perfectly warm and comfortable while they're out there. Absolutely, but it's a sight to see.
We'll be thinking about you. Don't trip.
No. That's... If I can get out there without falling down, I'm good.
So. You got some water shoes you're going to wear?
Oh, yeah, I got the water shoes.
Okay, all right. How far in are you going to go? How deep?
I try and get as far out as the dive
team. As the dive team? How far out will that come up to you? Up to your shoulders?
Well, it depends. Year to year, probably, you know, anything beyond the waist is, you know.
You fulfilled your obligation.
I fulfilled my obligation at that point, so we'll see.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Paul.
Thanks,
and, again, don't trip. We'll pull you up. We'll save you if we do. My guys will be there. Absolutely. There's no worries. No worries. They'll be laughing when they do it, but we're not going to let anything happen to you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Sheriff.
You bet.
Thanks for coming in. Always appreciate it. Sheriff Tim Donlin with us on WPHM at 8:49 now.